Harvest of the 2017 winter canola crop already underway in far southwestern Oklahoma. Heath Sanders, area extension agronomist, says we've had some challenges with this year's crop, but overall, it looks like a fairly decent crop.
Ron, we've actually already have some canola that has been swathed down in southern Oklahoma. Far south on the southern border is an early variety, and that was actually swathed on April the 23rd. So stuff's moving along pretty fast, but that being said, with these cooler temperatures and the moisture and everything that we've been receiving has really slowed crop process down as far as seed color change. Most of the fields that I've looked at were pretty well done flowering. We're filling pods still. We still got some soft seed out there, some translucent seeds kind of from the middle up to the top. But we are seeing seeds firming up as this canola is maturing through here. There are some fields out there that are going to be unevenness with maturity, and we've got to be able to use a swather or a desiccant to even up that field in order to get it out. But I would say, you know, with canola, as air temperatures increase, so does maturity. And being cooler than we are here, which we didn't think we were going to be this way, but we are, so it's kind of slowed it down. But guys need to be checking their crops, checking that seed color change, because that's the important thing. And I think sometimes, and a lot of times, we really jump the gun and we swath stuff a little too green, and we hurt our yield and quality on the canola. And we need as much as we can make this year in order to make things work.
It's a pretty the timing on the swathing is really important.
Timing on swathing is extremely important. And we want to look for 50 to 60% seed color change on the main stems of the crop and then go from there. But extremely important. And I think sometimes we jump the gun and swath some fields a little too green, and that hurts us on yield and quality.
Overall, you think, you know, average crop, a little, you know, a little disappointing. Where are we for the Southern County?
What I've been seeing is a lot of shorter canola, not as tall as we typically would see some of the canola fields, a little shorter than normal. I think we're looking at an average crop, really, across the board in southern Oklahoma. From everything that I've looked at, I think we're going to see an average crop. There's going to be some good canola made, and there's going to be some fields that not be quite as good, but overall, I'm thinking average.
And acres are up compared to last year, right?
Acres are up. Even in southwest Oklahoma, acres are up. Across the whole state, we're looking at around 120,000 acres. And, you know, from everything that I've looked at, most of it, I believe, is going to get harvested. Now, there's going to be a percentage that won't. But for the most part, there's grain there to be harvested.
Heath Sanders from southwestern Oklahoma. Turning to north of I-40, the northwestern or central part of the state, we check in with area agronomist Josh Bashong, who's been looking closely at this year's canola crop as well.
Some of the thinner stands did fill in quite a bit. They're the ones that still kind of have some flowers on them right now. The nice, healthy, good stands have pretty much dropped all their petals by now, so we're starting to fill some seeds. Haven't really seen much color change yet. But like I said, those good, healthy stands, they dropped their flowers really quick this year. So once we get some warmer days, we'll probably see that crop change pretty fast. But right now, it's just sitting there building yield right now.
Overall, more acres in the northern counties compared to a year ago?
Definitely a huge increase in acres in northwest Oklahoma over last year. Probably pretty close to where we were a couple years ago. Just driving around, there's a lot of acres out there. I know some of it didn't get reported, so some of those government estimations on the acres I think are a little bit on the low side. But we did lose some stands, like I said, from stand loss from winter. But for the most part, there's a pretty good increase, and a lot of guys are looking pretty favorable right now with it.
So what, at least average yields, do you think, for, assuming, we don't get any disasters weather-wise between now and harvest?
Yeah, we've had some of those big strong winds last couple weeks. Most of it's popping back up. For the most part, the guys that have nice, good, healthy stands actually fertilize accordingly. They're looking 40 to 50 bushel in that range. Some of the guys with a little bit thinner stands are going to be in that 15 to 25 bushel. But as a whole, we're probably right at or right below average for the whole region.
Area agronomist Josh Bishung looking at this year's canola crop north of Interstate 40. All in all, acres are up. Optimism also up about this year's crop. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.